Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things discussed and approved by the council was a change in the city code to regarding bulk petroleum storage. Talk about that process and what it means for the city.
Yeah. Hi, Andrew. It's nice to be talking to you over the phone. I do miss seeing you during our regular meetings. The city's community development department has started a annual breakfast for developers and contractors and businesses. And this past January was our second annual. And during that breakfast where we talk about current city initiatives, code requirements for developers and builders, talk about permit processing, and we also take feedback. Well, during this meeting, we had a local business that's over on 92 West stand up and talk about some challenges that they had several years ago working with the city. And so afterwards, we talked to the business owner, understood what they were looking to try to accomplish for their business, and walked them through the process. They went through planning and zoning, where they made their petition known and asked for the planning and zoning to really consider allowing this type of use, which is something that's actually allowed in other areas of town and around the county. Asked for this to be something that would be allowed per the zoning code. And so that recommendation was forwarded up from the planning and zoning to the city council so that this business can add on to the services that they are offering.
Another thing talked about was a public hearing date for some grants that the city is going to be using. Let's talk about those grants and what the public needs to know.
Yeah, the city, I really compliments to the city team, because we have been very aggressive this year with grants, received the $627,000 grant earlier in the year for the extension of Iowa Avenue, which is a huge project for our community, especially our industrial park. But with the COVID pandemic, there's a number of grants out there. Our team put together an application to receive grant funding for two UV disinfectant machines. These are going to be used by our police and fire department to disinfect various equipment, including ambulances and police cars. We do have one already that our fire department has used extensively over the years. And so we applied for and were notified that we received a grant. It's just under $10,000 to fund the purchase of two UV disinfectant machines. And then also, the public hearing that we have to go through are some of the loopholes that we have to comply with in order to actually receive the funding from the federal government. The other grant that we provided notification on at the city council meeting was the city received an award of $1 million, which is a tremendous amount of money. This will go towards the Square Streetscape project and will help fund the brick paver portion of the design, which brick pavers helps with the stormwater and water quality aspect and stormwater control of the design feature. So we're really excited about that. This was something that the council authorized us to approve or apply for back in February. And through this program, it's called the Sponsored Project Program, we have to make application and we compete against other communities for funds that are generated through interest payments from communities that take out loans through the state. So for instance, our wastewater treatment plant, a portion of that is being funded through the state revolving fund or the state low interest loan. And so us and other communities are competing for some of that available money, and we were fortunate enough, we actually received one of the highest awards that they were giving out this year. So very excited about that, and that will go a long way for continuing the improvement of the downtown.
Well, really looking forward to that as well. And the last thing approved by the council on Monday was natural gas franchise fees. Talk about what was approved and when that will go into effect.
Yeah, sure. So back in 2012, when the city was exploring ways to fund repaving of streets. And historically, the city would do assessments on adjoining properties, which was, as I understand, I wasn't here, but as I understand, it was very burdensome on the residents. It was very costly for residents, and it was a very contentious issue. And so in 2012, the city council changed the policy and said repaving of streets would no longer be eligible, or you can never no longer fund through assessments. And so instead, they established a natural gas franchise fee, which is allowed by state code. And it is something that utilities pay to operate within the right of way. So the city has a lot of right of way area, and utilities will operate in that area, and normally they pay a franchise fee to the municipality for use of that ground. IMU, through their water and electric, already pay that rate. So in 2012, MidAmerican was required to pay that 3% franchise fee. It started off at 2% and then went up to 1%. And so the action at the council meeting was to raise that 2% to 5%. So what that does is the franchise fee money comes in and helps for, and it's earmarked for road projects. It is a small amount. The average home, the 2% difference will equate to about $10 a year on the gas bill. But the other thing that it does is it brings fairness to our residents that pay for heating via electric, because IMU is already paying that 5%. So this is being applied equally across all residents, and the money will be used for road repairs, which will be a good thing because we're finalizing this year our road master plan, so we'll have a better idea of conditions of our roads. The effective date is going to be November 1st of 2020. The original ordinance was supposed to be effective immediately. The council discussed and decided that it'd be best to postpone implementation of that towards the end of the year.
Once again, that was Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller discussing the latest Indianola City Council meeting. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.